Project Independence in You. I'm Rebecca Miller, guest hosting on today's show. My co-host is Jerry Pretzman of Great Neck.
Good morning again, and Rebecca, I think you brought sunshine and the first intimation of spring. John, every time I was on the program with John, it would be rainy or cold, and you're the robin of spring, right?
Why, thank you. I did order it this morning, and it will be getting a little bit warmer today for you as well, Jerry. So
Good.
Thank you. Jerry, we've been talking with Joanne Houston, and she's been a wealth of information in terms of not just exercising for seniors, but getting started as a senior as well, which is great. Great to know that you can start at any age. Joanne, can you tell us a little bit about Gym Guys?
Sure, I would love to. Gym Guys is a mobile personal training franchise company. Gym Guys was started by Josh York, who's the CEO and founder of the company, back in 2008. He started the business out of the dining room of his parents' home. And since then, we've come very, very far. We started to franchise the business about 2 years ago. In just that short amount of time, we've gone from, 6 months ago, of having 20 locations in 3 states.
Oh, wow.
We are now closing in on the 60 number in terms of locations in 14 states, 15 states. So we're growing very, very rapidly.
Are you mostly in the Northeast, or is it all across?
We're all across the country. We service clients in Nassau County, Suffolk County, Queens and Manhattan are also part of our corporate territory. But we recently opened the east end of Long Island, the North Fork, South Fork.
Oh, wow.
Brookhaven East area, all of Westchester County. So, we're spreading very quickly. It is because we have a very proven, business model. We know what we're doing. We know what works. And our mission has been to spread worldwide and really to transform people's lives, through exercise, but also through all of the other things that I was talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Joanne, if there was a senior in the town of North Hempstead who's interested, how would they go about connecting with you, and what would they need?
Yeah, well, just, basically pick up the phone at 1-855-GYM-GUYS, and Gym Guys is with a Z, GYMGUYZ. I encourage everyone to check out our website at gymguys.com. There's a whole host of information there, and, I would love to speak with anybody who's interested and kind of give an overview of how we start the process, which, as I said before, it's a one-hour evaluation where we really look at everything from A to Z so that we can custom design a program to meet that person's needs. So that's how we would jumpstart the process, and then we would match them up with one of our coaches. We have a very selective process when we bring coaches on board.
Okay.
Basically, it's a multi-step interview process so that we can find the best in the business and match them with those people so that we can help them reach their goals.
So one of the subjects that we were interested in with Gym Guys is keeping fit at home. So how can one keep fit at home? I mean, we have a lot of people, older seniors, and not just seniors, but people who are unable either for transportation reasons to get to Gym Guys, or because they don't drive anymore.
It's a great question, and I love this question because this is why Gym Guys is such a terrific fit for so many people. Gym Guys is a mobile company, so we actually go to clients at whatever location is most convenient for them. Typically, it is in their home. So we service people in their home. We can service them at their workplace, anywhere in the community, like a park or a beach, especially now as the weather changes. People like to get outside.
Right.
So it's a very unique service because we bring the convenience, no excuses workout, right to the doorstep. When I sit down with people for the first time, when I explain the process, I highlight we bring the know-how, we bring the motivation, we bring the versatility in training. I don't know if you've seen our red trucks out on the road, but we have these red cargo vans. They stand out like a sore thumb. And inside, we have over 300 pieces of equipment. We like to break it down into 365 pieces, one piece of equipment for every day of the year. But everything from dumbbells, barbells, body bars, medicine balls, stability balls, kettlebells, tubing, bands, even pool equipment, agility and coordination equipment. So it's really important that we mix it up so that our clients stay engaged and look forward to their workouts, but also so that people don't plateau. Because we do know that if someone does the same thing day in and day out, they may make progress, but they tend to plateau. And right. we know that we need to stimulate the body with versatility. And it's not just the cardiovascular system or just the musculoskeletal system, but the neurological system, which ties again into not just the physical, but, you know, brain, cognition, mental capability. So we really like to mix things up. And as I said, we bring it directly to the home, adding that convenience, no excuses type of approach with a lot of creativity.
But someone can affect that move from home services to a location, depending on their ability. And let's hope that, and of course, the progress they make through participation in the program. In other words, you don't have to be homebound forever. This may be an opportunity to break out and give yourself a little more mobility.
Yeah, most definitely.
And start moving around and being a little more active and getting more out of life.
Yeah, that's correct. And when people feel good and look good and function well, they generally are happier. And it helps to serve their self-esteem and their confidence. So you're right. If somebody is homebound, you know, at some point in time, and they begin to train and discover the capability that they have, yes, then they may have that confidence to venture out and handle what the world throws at
right.
them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why we train for a lot of different situations. So whether it's, you know, you're in a supermarket, it's crowded, you might get bumped and knocked off balance, we want your body to be able to react to that so that you don't fall down. You know, we know when people fall, you know, they're very likely to break their hip. Once you have one fall, it's inevitable that the second fall occurs. So, you know, there are statistics that say a cascade of events can happen as a result of a fall. You don't have to fall. Your body can be trained for that, you know, through muscular strength training, falls prevention. And it's not only just those things. You know, we want to make sure that in someone's home that it's not hazardous, meaning that there are throw rugs that could be tripped
oh,
on
right.
or
yeah.
cords
right.
that can
sure.
be tripped on. So
right.
it's much more than the physical. You know, a lot of it is common sense, but also an evaluation, you know, of the home, the discussion about medication. As I said before, there can be side effects that can throw someone's balance off. So, you know, it's a really comprehensive type of approach that needs to be looked at when considering falls prevention. You know, it's important, you know,
that's
a combination.
That's important because you may know that Project Independence has a program for fall, for balance, and that would be great coordination to get people more exposed to the positive things you can do to enhance your ability to stay stable when you're walking, moving, and what have you.
Right.
Yeah, and there are mechanisms that we can tap into to improve balance. So, you know, what it really breaks down to three things. You know, for balance, you use your vision. And we know with aging, vision changes. But we can maximize the use of vision with something called proprioception. I don't know if you've heard that word
no,
before.
I haven't.
Okay, so to really sum it up, proprioception is your brain's ability to know where your body parts are in space at any given time. So I can raise my hand and I can wiggle four fingers at you as I'm doing now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking at you. I know that I'm not looking at my fingers, but you can confirm there's four
right.
fingers up, right?
Absolutely.
Right. So there's some, you know, neurological speak going on between my fingers at the moment and my brain. Same thing down at the foot. Actually, when I was walking into the radio station today, I just stepped from a dirt surface to a cement surface and my ankle rolled over. Now, I didn't fall because I had an instant reaction in my
right.
ankle that righted my body, right? So
right.
we can train for this proprioception. We can train, we can manipulate vision by saying, okay, stand on one leg, eyes open. And, you know, we can work. Some people won't be able to do that. But if you can, okay, now stand on one leg and close one eye. Stand on one leg and close both eyes. So when you close both eyes and you knock out vision, well, now we're relying more on the proprioception. Now, there's a third piece.
Can I say, don't try this at home yet.
Yes.
First call gym guys.
Call gym guys.
Right.
But the third piece is your vestibular system. So, you know, in your inner ear, you have these sensitive structures that tell your brain, you know, where is your head oriented relative to the world around you? If you're falling, your head is, you know, oriented not on a level plane. But what we can do, and I'll just build on the example I gave you, if you are standing on one leg, again, don't try this at home.
Thank
if you're
you.
Standing on one leg, and now your eyes are closed and you're able to maintain your balance, well, now let's move the head side to side, you know, as if to say no. Now we're starting to involve the vestibular system. So what I'm saying is we can manipulate all of these systems to challenge balance. Just like with strength training, you start at a certain weight and you progress by adding more weight. You manipulate some variable to make the program more intense or more challenging. We can do the same things with balance. So, you know, it's about education. It's about doing the right things. It's about a home assessment. It's about a lot. So
yes,
what I'm saying
is
we can do a lot.
You're going well beyond the idea of flexing muscles and assuming you're being fit.
Right.
I mean, it's a comprehensive program that works on all of your sensing organisms to give you a much better life.
Absolutely. And again, to continue to build on, there's so many things popping into my head, but, you know, that example I gave you of standing on one leg with eyes closed and moving your head back and forth, now I can ask someone to count to 10 and then count backwards. You know, so now the brain has to think about numbers and sequencing while the body is stabilizing, you know, the body so it doesn't fall down. So really, I mean, it's limitless what we can do to challenge the body in a multitude of ways to, in the end, going back again, Jerry, to what you said, quality of life, living long, but living well and living happy.
Right.
That's what we have to do.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? You're an engaging person.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, sure. You know, my career started many, many years ago. I'm a physical therapist, and while I was working within a hospital, private practice, and a number of other settings, you know, my patients included everyone from children to older seniors, you know, the above 90 and 95 group. So I've seen a lot over the years and, you know, the different challenges that people have, whether it be a medical condition or an orthopedic limitation. So a large part of my career has been in physical therapy. It's been a very, very strong influence on everything that I've done since I've, and I never say I leave physical therapy, but, you know, I'm working in a different capacity now with Gym Guys, but I certainly have to say when I sit down with clients for the first time, I look at them through the lens of a physical therapist because most people have something. It might not be something that's acute or a problem in the moment, but most people have a history of something, whether it be a back issue or vertigo or a medical condition. So I tend to look at that person through the set of sets of lenses of a physical therapist as well as a personal trainer. I do have a background in personal training.
Joanne, I would love to go on. I think we're going to have you back. Believe it or not, we have
Time's
about
up.
45 seconds left in our...
I would love
I
to
don't
come
believe
back.
It. Right.
It's been a while. So just quickly, if somebody wanted to connect with you, how could they do it?
Yeah, call 1-855-GYMGUYS. Again, that's with a Z, GYMGUYZ. You can go to our website and connect through the website at www.gymguys.com.
Thank you so much, Joanne.
My pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. You're great.
Our next guest is Dr. Patricia Bamba, and that will be in a few moments. You've been listening to Project Independence and You at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We will be right back.